Well, you know, it's interesting what you said about pay-per-click, and you apparently are not a real big fan of pay-per-click, and some people in some markets have to pay upwards of $20 to get maybe the keywords cosmetic dentist. But if they're doing that, I mean, it just makes sense. Their website has to be fantastic, because let's say somebody pays $20 to get to click on your website, and your website is only mediocre, and then they're not compelled to make the call to your office. So, you know,
absolutely. I mean, you hit it right on the head, Dave. I mean, it's like spending all this money on any kind of advertising, and then have somebody who answers the phone doesn't know how to make the appointment, or you're advertising for new patients, but you're so busy you don't have any place to put them anyway. So what you're doing is spending a lot of money, and you're not going to be able to get a result for it. So absolutely, if you're going to do a pay-per-click program, that is going to get somebody to click onto your site. If your site is pathetic.
Right, exactly.
I mean, good, you got somebody to click on it, but they're never going to do anything once they get there.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's got to be a definite reason for them, once they see your site, to pick up the phone and make that call.
You better
believe
it.
So it's got to be done exactly right. Well, let's leave pay-per-click for a second, and let's get back, because I think you've said you've got some strategies that you don't really have to pay for that seem to work pretty well for some of your clients. So maybe you can discuss some of those.
Okay. Let me say this. In my experience with TNT, they seem to do a pretty good job of getting somebody at least to the middle of the first page for the majority of their search words. And maybe it takes 2 or 3 months to do this, but eventually they would get them there. But I would like to suggest 3 additional strategies that you can do on your own time. I mean, you're going to need technical support, obviously, whether it's TNT or what other company. You're going to need somebody who is technical. But these are things that you can do that not only get you to the first page, but I think that will actually, and I can tell you from my own experience, that'll get you to dominate the first page. And if anybody wants to check it out, you know, when you enter my keywords, like dental practice management consultant or dental consulting, and you type in New England or Massachusetts or Rhode Island, where I do most of my work, or New Hampshire, I now come up on the top of the page just below the paid sites. Now, in the beginning, I was in the middle of the first page, but by doing some of the things that I'm going to describe to you, which really didn't cost anything, I'm now on the top of the page, dominating the page, and I believe that dentists can do the same thing. The first strategy is to start a blog page. I had talked about that earlier, and your webmaster can do this for you. And I got to tell everybody that if I can learn how to do this, then anyone can. I mean, it really is not technically difficult. And you're not going to do this because you think the world is going to read what you write. There are something like 200 million blogs on the internet. So it isn't for your ego that people are going to be running to your blog. The reason that you do a blog is because by changing content on your site, and a blog is the format to do it, you don't change, you know, your actual pages on your website. A blog is something that is designed to change, and that's the format to do it. By doing this, Google says this is relevant and new. And Google is all about bringing whatever is new and relevant to the world. That's their mission statement. They're going to bring whatever is new and relevant. So they're constantly putting up what is new up to the top of the page. So you can easily write a 200 to 300 word blog post, maybe 2 to 3 times a month. You can do it about whitening or implants or even Botox. I mean, you guys did a tape on Botox a little while ago, and a lot of people are really excited and interested in this. And so it doesn't take an awful lot of effort to be able to create that size blog. Now, here is the real neat idea that I learned. And I don't want to get too technical on people, but you need to get your web person to put on your site something that's called an RSS feed. It stands for Real Simple Syndication. Now, you put this on your website, and it lists the 2 or 3 most recent blog posts that you've done. When you add a new blog post, it automatically resets. so that the new post is on the top, and what was the previous post goes into the second or third position. Now, here's what's so exciting. Because this RSS feed appears on every page of your website, just like the navigation buttons, Google thinks that you are changing every page of your site with new material, when in actuality, all you have changed is the RSS feed. If you don't use this, if you just post the new blog on your blog page, then that's the only page on your website that changes. But if you have the RSS feed on every page of your site, because it's only the middle part of your site that changes when you go from one thing to another thing to a third thing, that RSS feed is on every single page. So no matter if you're on a financial statement or patient video testimonials or whatever anybody clicks on the page, the RSS feed is there. So when you change your blog post, I mean, it's absolutely dramatic for stimulating the Google spiders. And I mean, I can just tell you that this is really, really working well. Now, a second strategy, as I had mentioned earlier when I was discussing website design, is to have a button for patient video testimonials on your site. Now, these video testimonials can speak about how gentle you are, how afraid somebody used to be and now they have such confidence, how friendly the office is, how maybe they were afraid to smile, now they've got a great smile, they love their smile. That's the kind of thing. Now, there's two reasons why the patient video testimonials are a good idea. First, I think it seems to really resonate with people who are searching for a dentist when they see ordinary people appear as satisfied customers. And I think that that is much more believable than a doctor talking about how terrific he or she is and how they can get people to be relaxed and do this and that. When you have a real patient talking about it, I think that that's much more believable. Now, the second thing, which relates to, you know, getting you to the top of the page, is that Google loves video. And this is why this strategy is fabulous for positioning. And this sort of ties in with the third strategy, which is to create links. Now, since Google loves video, if you could take one of those patient video testimonials and you post it to YouTube, as long as you use keywords in the title for your submission to YouTube, in other words, you would be able to not say, hear how patients love our office. You would instead say, Maryland cosmetic dentist describes how people are comfortable in his or her office. So you've got keywords in there, which is what is going to drive traffic to your website and is also going to be positioning it. So I like the professional approach when it comes to doing these patient videos. You know, where you hire a professional videographer to film some scripted patient interactions at your practice. Now, I know, Dave, that, you know, you and Rich are fine with sort of having your own easy-to-use video camera, and I know that those things are great. But whatever approach you're going to use, if you upload your patient video testimonials to YouTube, it's going to create a lot of interest. And this is sort of part of a strategy we're called backlinks, where you link your site to someone else's, and they do the same to yours. So if, in fact, you submit these to YouTube, when somebody, and there's tons of people that are just cruising around YouTube, and they look at something, they click on that video of the patient video testimonial, and that is then, because of the keywords, going to drive that person over to your site. So that's sort of things that I have found that have really, really worked well. And again, in my own situation and some of my clients, by starting to do these things, it is getting you not from just the bottom of the first page, the middle of the first page, but it's almost a game. You know, it's almost like a game. How can we influence Google I mean, Google is the major player, to be able to get our site up to the top of the page.